Good morning, we're seeing Chayadim, Klal Samas, and we finished Simon Hay. So I want to point out a few points in regards to this. So the same way this is true by case of an Areach, of a guest, that he's relying on the Baal HaBayis to take care of him, so that if that situation would play out in a person's own home, between a husband and a wife, the husband is not involved in the decision of what's served for the meal, the wife is making that decision, or vice versa, the child vis-a-vis a parent. So they're basically saying, whatever you serve up, I plan to eat. So that das is will work, just like the case of a rat, that das will work. So they do not need to have any more kavanah on that. And this is the Pesach Rabbi Yashav said, that you can compare the situation of somebody in the Bnei Bayis relying on other people in the Bnei Bayis, the husband relying on the wife, the child relying on a parent. It has the same concept as a Reach. But point number one. Point number two, we say that if you want to, you should have explicit das to cover the other foods. At what point do you need to have this explicit das? So, preferably a person should have this idea in mind before they start the bracha. They were saying the bracha, they want the bracha to take effect on all the foods. Now, let's say a person did not think of it before they said the bracha, but they remember it immediately as they're saying the bracha. So as long as they had it in mind, when they said the Shem Hashem, we spoke about this idea before, that the Shem Hashem is referred to them more as the Ikra HaBracha. So as they had it in mind, they said the Shem Hashem, and Rabbi Yashav is on record to say even if a person thought Tech Tech Deber of the time that they said the Shem Hashem, so a person had that in mind, that would be sufficient. But if a person finished the whole bracha and then only had it in mind at the end of the bracha, or Tech Tech Deber, the Kolshkin Tech Tech Deber of the end of the bracha, it's too late and the bracha is not an inclusive bracha based on the concept of Das. How long is Tech Tech Deber? So Tech Deber is a discussion in Halacha, whether it's three words long or four words long, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, or Shalom Alecha Rabbi Murray. We assume, many persons assume the shorter shear of three words. The average person can say about 180 words per minute, which means a person says three words per second. So Tech Deber is about 1 second long, but since when you're greeting somebody, you say it maybe a little more pronounced and slowly, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, so it's about 1.1 seconds a person can rely on for the shear of Tech HaDibur. Anything longer than that would be after Tech HaDibur. Okay, that's the second point. The third point is, what about a situation which is maybe a common situation where a person sits down to a meal and they're the one that is eating the meal, they're sitting down to lunch, and they're not really, haven't really decided on what they're planning to eat. They're going to start and sort of like figure out as they go along. Another scenario is a person sits down and they're not really thinking about what they want to cover. They make a shahakol, and then they take out a drink to drink. So we said that to work from one min to another, one type of min to another type of min, a shahakol from a food to a drink, or vice versa, it only works if it's it was lefanav at the time of the bracha, or they had an explicit das. Well, he didn't have either of these things, but he always has a drink during the meal. So do we say when the person says a shahakol, in virtue of the fact that they always have, they do always do this, so that's part of what that should be included in the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah does discuss this concept in a different context, and Mishnah Berurah brings this in Siman Kufayin Dalet, actually in a case where a person is a place where there was very common to drink during the meal, and a person makes a Brei Pigafen before the meal, so the Brei Pigafen before the meal will cover the drink during the meal because it was ragel to continue the drink during the meal, even though he had no explicit das. So you see that there's an idea, something which a person is ruggled to do, and that's how he always does his meal, that is, the bracha will work from in such a situation. However, it will not work from a less choshev item to more choshev item. It's not like explicit das, which we, so it's a madrega somewhere in between stam das, where it wouldn't be sufficient. You need, since it becomes ruggles as if you had das, but it's not explicit das to the point that it'll work from a less choshev item to a more choshev item. We gave an example, less choshev, more choshev. We spoke about shivas aminim. I do want to point out that chaviv also is considered more choshev. So something which I always prefer, a food which I always prefer, would be considered a situation of going from less choshev to more choshev, and a person would have to have in mind. We have a few more points we still need to clarify, but we'll do that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.